إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. We begin, يا إخوان وأخوات, brothers and sisters in Islam, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of, and we begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Then indeed, ya ikhwan, brothers and sisters, barakallahu feekum, this religion, ya ikhwan, it has come to unite the hearts and to bring the people together upon at-tawheed, upon al-ittiba', upon the kitab and the sunnah, upon the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the example of his companions, upon the example of the Salaf. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه. Legislated for you, يعني أو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is legislated for you? Legislated for you from the religion is what we revealed, or what we ordered Nuh عليه السلام with, and what we revealed to you, and what we ordered Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, what we ordered them with. أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ, that you should establish the religion, and that you should not divide in the religion. You should not become divided. You should not become into groups. You should not divide into parties. But rather you should be united in the religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Qur'an, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْضِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Do not be like those that divided and they deferred after the clear proofs came to them. Do not be like them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, for them is a severe punishment. So if one, ya ikhwan, brothers and sisters, barakallahu feekum, if one ponders over the Qur'an and the Sunnah, the legislation of Islam, the Sharia of Islam, you will find that this is a religion that the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kitab and the Sunnah, if they are adhered to, and their rules are implemented and established, that indeed they bring the hearts together. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us with. When He has said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah all together and do not be divided. So if we were to hold on to the rope of Allah, if we were to hold on to the religion of Islam, as it was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was adhered to by the companions, if we were to hold on to the sunnah, if we were to hold on to the example of as-sabiqoon al-awwaloon, those very first generations, as an ummah, we would find the ranks united upon the haqq. And every aspect of the religion, you will find leads to this. It leads to unity. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered with those affairs that lead to unity. Whether that is the shahada, an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, then indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Qur'an, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. This nation of yours, this ummah of yours, it is a single ummah. And I am your Lord, so worship me. And in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. Indeed, this nation of yours, it is a single nation. And I am your Lord, so fear me, have taqwa of me. So indeed, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the fruits of it, is the ummah is united. So we are ordered with the salah in jama'ah, that the men should offer their salah in jama'ah 5 times a day. That a community comes together in the masjid and they pray and they make ruku' for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make sajda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They recite the ayat of the Qur'an. And as for the second part of the shahada, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, then indeed, has not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you disagree regarding something, return it to Allah and His Messenger. If you are indeed believers, if you are indeed believers in Allah and the last day, in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. None of you believes until he loves for himself, or until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So indeed, if we desire to be guided, we desire to be upon Quran and Sunnah, we desire to be upon the Haqq, we desire to be from Ahlul Jannah, then we desire the same thing for our brothers and our sisters. Rather, we desire the same thing for all of mankind. And this is one of the reasons, ya ikhwan, that this legislation, or we have been ordered with al-amr bil-ma'roof, wa-nahyu anil-munkar, ordering that which is good and forbidding that which is evil. Because if we find our brother upon something evil, he's being disobedient to Allah. Maybe he's not showing righteousness to his parents. Then do we leave him? And say, leave him, it's his affair. He can do what he pleases. La, we advise him. Say, ya akhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to show righteousness to our parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord has legislated that you should not worship other than Him and show righteousness to your parents. So this affair of al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahyu anil-munkar, it is because we love for each other what we love for ourselves. Where we would not want ourselves to be open to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we were disobedient, because we did not obey what He ordered us to do, or we did not refrain from His prohibitions, then indeed we desire the same thing for our brothers. In the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-muslimu lil-muslimi, or al-mu'min lil-mu'min kal-bunyan, yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. The believer to the believer is like a building. One portion of it supports the next portion. So without a doubt, ya ikhwan, without a doubt, this religion is a religion that has come to unify. But along with this, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that division will take place. The ranks will be divided. There will be iftiraq. There will be ikhtilaf. The Messenger of Allah, he said, سَتَفْتَرِقُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَى 73 فِرْقَةً كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدًا. This ummah will divide into 73 sects. All of them in the fire save one. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَىٰ إِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. He who lives from amongst you will see much differentiation. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِ خُلِفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْضِي. Upon you, obligatory upon you, is my sunnah. I advise you with my sunnah. Stick to my sunnah. And the sunnah of my rightly guided khulafa. The sunnah of my rightly guided khulafa. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum. تَمَسَّكُ بِيَا. Hold on to it. وَعَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ. Bite onto it with your molar teeth. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. Be aware of newly invented matters. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. For indeed, every act of innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is going astray. So we know, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَانُ وَأَخَوَاتِ, brothers and sisters, بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ, that indeed division will occur. The ranks will become divided. So what is obligatory upon us to know? What is it that causes this division? So that we may refrain from it. What is the hadith of Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala an? Tana an-nas yas'aluna ar-rasul 'anil khayr. وَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ. He said, the people used to ask the Messenger of Allah about that which was good. I used to ask the Messenger of Allah about that which was evil. Why? In fear that I would see it or I would meet it. This is the manhaj of Islam. This is the manhaj of the sunnah. Na'am, we learn the affairs of a tawheed. But along with that, we learn the affairs of a shirk. We learn the affairs of the sunnah. But along with that, we learn the affairs of al-bid'ah. Why? Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, those that do not know jahiliyyah, little by little, they may fall into that jahiliyyah. Because they don't know it. They don't know the characteristics of it. They may see it to be something khayr, something good, and then fall into it, and then it may find a place in their hearts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when He orders us with at-tawheed, does He just say, worship Allah? And that's it? No. It is an order with at-tawheed and prohibition from shirk. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ أَفْوًا وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. We sent a messenger to every nation. Every nation got a messenger. Saying what? أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Worship Allah. But did they stop? طيب worship Allah يكفيك. It's enough. I've told you worship Allah. بس يكفيك. It's enough. Why? Well, I told them to worship Allah. If we do this, and we say, well, we told them to worship Allah, they by themselves will figure out not to worship anything besides Allah. No. But rather, أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Worship Allah. Stay away from طاغوت. Stay away from طاغوت. Did the Messenger of Allah, or do we teach the people to stick to the sunnah? And then say, we stay quiet upon bid'ah. We stay quiet. Why? Because we told the people about the sunnah, stick to the sunnah, that's it. Yakfihim. It's sufficient for them. We told them, stick to the sunnah. La. You warned them against bid'ah. You warned them against bid'ah. So when they see it, they recognize it. And they can refrain from it. And stay away from it. So we want to take this short reminder, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, with the permission of Allah, to discuss some of those affairs that cause division in the ummah. To discuss some of those affairs that cause splitting in the ummah. To discuss some of those affairs that cause differentiation in the ummah. So that when we see them, we can refrain from them. Stay away from them. Warn our brothers and our sisters from them. So that they do not fall into this affair. And walhamdulillah, we see a large group of brothers, mashallah. And I've met and spoken to many of the brothers here. And it brings happiness, ya ikhwan, to my heart. Wallahi, it brings happiness. To meet brothers from all over the UK. To meet brothers that have come from cities to learn, to sit together and to learn. And we see the brothers outside and they're shaking hands and their smiles. Indeed, this is something khair. This is something good. That we can have communities, different communities come together, but their hearts are united. Their hearts are united because they're upon Quran and Sunnah. And when they see their brothers from Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they become happy and it brings a smile to their face. So it is incumbent that we should learn about those things that cause division. Lest. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there be division amongst the Salafis of the UK. Or that there be division amongst the Salafis of the UK and the US. Or there be division amongst the Salafis all over the face of the earth. So from the first affair, ya ikhwan, that causes division is the affair of al-bid'ah. Is the affair of al-bid'ah. And we find for this reason, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life warned against bid'ah. Throughout his life he warned against bid'ah. Khutbatul Hajah. وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. The worst of affairs are newly invented matters. وَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every newly invented matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is going astray, it's astrayness. وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every going astray or astrayness is in the fire of Al-Jahannam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. Be aware of newly invented matters. Be aware of newly invented matters. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. He who does an action that we have not ordered, that we have not legislated, then it is rejected. Then it is rejected. And the khutbatul haja, ya ikhwan, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to recite before every nikah. Two people are getting married. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying during the marriage, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَشَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتِهَا وَكُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Indeed, the worst of affairs are newly invented matters. During the wedding, two people are getting married, it's a moment of happiness. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is warning them against bid'ah. So now the question comes, how many bid'ahs were there in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How many bid'ahs did he witness? How many bid'ahs existed in his time? And indeed the answer is none. Zero. But the Messenger of Allah, knowing the evil of this affair, and knowing from that which Allah blessed him with from knowledge of what will occur, continuously warned them against bid'ah. And in this is a point. Sometimes you hear, when the brothers, they spread the rudud of the mashayikh and the ulema. They spread the rudud of Sheikh Rabi'ah ibn Hadi. They spread the rudud of Sheikh Ubaid. Or they spread the rudud of any one of the mashayikh. Why are you spreading these rudud? This individual is not here. This individual is not here. We don't know of him. He doesn't visit us. We know of his name maybe, but he doesn't visit us. Your brothers are causing fitna, waliyadu billah. Tayyib, is this the only time that someone is warned against? You don't warn against something out of just putting the people upon hadar, putting the people upon caution? Because if this was the case that you do not warn until something occurs, if the bid'ah has come, then it's too late. We haven't done our jobs in warning the people and letting them know that, listen, ikhwan, akhawat, there's this bid'ah and it's spreading and the mashayikh have warned against it, the ulema have warned against it. So be upon hadar, be careful. So when you see this, you recognize it. La, this is a bid'ah. I know this is a bid'ah. Well, how do you know? Well, alhamdulillah, the brothers, they spoke about what Sheikh Rabi'ah said about this bid'ah. I heard, mashallah, what Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi said about this. It's already reached us. So the people are upon hadar. They're cautious. Why? Why does bid'ah cause division? And history proves, ya ikhwan. History proves that bid'ah causes division. That bid'ah is a cause of splitting the ranks. Because indeed, the ummah was united in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it was united in the khilafah of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So when did the ummah divide? With the emergence of Ahlul Bidah. With the emergence of the Khawarij. They came. When they came, they divided the ranks. Except for those upon whom is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you found the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum giving the utmost importance at refuting them. And fighting them. The emergence of the Mu'tazila, the emergence of the Qadariya, the emergence of the Jabariya, the emergence of the Jahmiya, the emergence of all of these groups, that is what caused division. But when the Ummah was united upon Quran and Sunnah, and they took from the Quran, they took from the Sunnah, They stayed upon the way of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The ranks were united. It was with the emergence of bid'ah that the ranks became divided. Al-Imam Al-Barbahari rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَبْتَدِعُوا بِدْعَةً قَطْ حَتَّى تَرَكُوا مِنَ السُنَّةِ مِثْلَهَا. He said that indeed a people do not invent a bid'ah. They do not invent a bid'ah until they leave the likeness of it from the sunnah. This is why bid'ah causes division. When you find Ahlul Bid'ah, you will find them inventing a bid'ah and then leaving what is demanded from them, from the sunnah, to believe in it and to act upon it. They will leave it off. And they will show ta'assub to their bid'ah. So for example, you find the people now saying, we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the manner in which we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is how? We celebrate the Mawlid. We celebrate the Mawlid. So when the time comes, we decorate our houses, we decorate the masajid, you go and we have an nasheed, and we have songs, and we give children gifts, and we do all of these things, and this is our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how we show love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you find them to be the most disobedient people to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah comes, they do not take the sunnah. And you will find them to be the first of the people when you say, Ya akhi, the Messenger of Allah said this. Well, my imam said this. My sheikh said this. My father said this. My father's barber said this. This person said that. They'll say any name that comes to their mind, but they won't accept the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is this the love? This is the love that you have for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That when the sunnah is mentioned, you contradict the sunnah by bringing the statement of Fulan and Allan? Listen to what Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said when he reminded the people with the hadith, with the statement of the Messenger of Allah, and they said, but Abu Bakr said this and Umar said this. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the best of creation after the prophets and messengers. Ibn Abbas, he said, يُوشِكُ أَن تَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ هِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَقُولُ لَكُمْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَتَقُولُونَ قَالَ أَبُو بَكَرُ وَعُمَرُ. Said, I fear that rocks will rain down upon you from the heavens. I'm telling you, the Messenger of Allah said, and you're telling me Abu Bakr and Umar said? So this is your love? The Salaf, they used to say, Ya Ikhwan, the affair is not that you should love. The affair is not that you should love. The affair is that you should be loved. The affair is that you should be loved. And how do you receive the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say to them, if you indeed love Allah, if you indeed love Allah, then follow me. Yani the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And then you say to them, let me ask you, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, do you love the Messenger of Allah more than Abu Bakr loved the Messenger of Allah? Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Tayyib. The answer can be one of two. Either he's going to say yes, and then he is claiming that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lied when it used to be said in front of him that Abu Bakr is the best of mankind after the prophets and messengers. And this is khata. Or he's going to say no, and in that case he's upon bid'ah. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, ya ikhwan, they didn't have a need to celebrate the Mawlid. Because they were not disobedient to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because upon their tongues, when they heard a statement of the Messenger, they would say, "Sami'na wa ata'na." We hear and we obey. These people, they say, "Sami'na wa asayna." We hear and we disobey. The Khawarij, when they invented the bid'ah of khuruj, they left off the sunnah of advising the rulers, of giving them nasiha. Even though the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed Allah is pleased with three affairs for you. أَن تَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, that you should worship Allah and not associate any partners with Him. وَأَن تَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, that you should hold on to the rope of Allah altogether. وَأَن تُنَاسَهُ مَنْ وَاللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَمْرَكُمْ, that you should give advice. You should give advice to the one whom Allah has placed above you in authority. So they leave the sunnah for their bid'ah. They leave the sunnah for their bid'ah. Hassan ibn Atiyyah, he said, مَبْتَدَعَ قَوْمٌ بِدَعَةً فِي دِينِهِمْ إِلَّا نَزَعَ اللَّهُ مِنْ سُنَّتِهِمْ مِثْلَهَا ثُمَّ لَا يُعِيدُهَا إِلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. This is gathered together in the explanation of Sharh al-Sunnah of Imam al-Barbahari by Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan. He said that indeed, a people do not invent a bid'ah except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes from the sunnah the likes of it. And then it is not returned to them until the last, until yawm al-qiyamah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, وَهَاكَذَا أَهْلُ الْبِدَعَةِ لَا تَجِدُ أَهَدًا تَرَكَ شَيْئًا مِنَ السُنَّةِ أَلَّتِي يَجِبُ التَّصْدِيقُ بِهَا وَالْعَمَلِ إِلَّا وَقَعَ فِي الْبِدَعَةِ. He said, this is the case with Ahlul Bid'ah. This is their condition. You will not find one who leaves something from the sunnah. He leaves something from the sunnah. That sunnah which it is obligatory upon them to believe in it and act upon it, except that they fall into bid'ah. Except that they fall into bid'ah. From the affairs, ya ikhwan, that causes division is a jahl. Ignorance. Ignorance. And this is how Ahlul Bid'ah, this is how Ahlul Bid'ah get one. They play on the ignorance of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It is He who has revealed the book upon you. Surah Ali Imran. It is He who has revealed the book upon you. From it are verses that are from the muhkamat. From it are verses that are from the mutashabihat. As for the people in whose hearts is a disease, what do? فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْ. They use the mutashabihat, the unclear verses. They use those verses. Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, hafidhahullah ta'ala, in his explanation of Usul al-Sunnah of Imam Ahmad, he explains, you will not find Ahlul Bid'ah except that they are using the mutashabihat. And then they use this to prey upon the ignorant masses and to lead them astray. ابتغاء الفتنة. They want fitna, they want division. They want division, ya ikhwan. ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويل. And they want the explanation of it. So you will find them leaving that which is clear in everything. They'll leave that which is clear. The Quran and the Sunnah, everything they'll leave that which is clear. The mu'amalat, they'll leave everything which is clear. Fiqh, they'll leave everything which is clear. And they'll stick to the mutashabihat. Why? Ibtigha' al-fitna. They want to cause fitna. They want to cause division. They won't stick to that which is clear. And you'll find them picking. Pick at this, they'll pick at that. But that which is clear in front of the people's eyes, they won't use it. Why? They don't want unity. They don't want clarity. They want fitna. They want fitna. They want division. They want splitting. Because of that disease which is in their hearts. And it is they that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against. And they prey upon those that are ignorant. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. As for those that are well grounded in knowledge. As for those who are well grounded in knowledge. What do they say? يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. We believe in it. All of it. All of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the meaning is not clear to me. Now, not all of us are rasikhun fil ilm. Not all of us are ulema. So what of the ones that are not ulema? Fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'alamun. Ask those that know, if you are from those that do not know. If you are from those that do not know, return the affair to those that do know. Return it to the mashayikh, the ulema. Wherever they may be, return it to them and ask them. Why? They're Ahlul Ilm. They have knowledge. And through that knowledge, Ya Ikhwan, through that safety of that gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them of ilm, they have safety through that because of that knowledge. The Salaf, they used to say, مَنْ عَبَدَ اللَّهَ بِجَهْلٍ أَفْسَدَ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا يُسْلِحْ. The one who worships Allah upon ignorance. That action of his will be more incorrect, will be more corrupt than it will be correct. It will be more upon error than it will be upon correction. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Aslu shirk wal kufar. Aslu shirk wal kufar. The origin of shirk and kufr, huwa al-qawlu ala Allah bila ilm. It is speaking about Allah without knowledge. It is speaking about Allah without knowledge. Without a doubt, ya ikhwan, the first time shirk took place in Bani Adam, in the children of Adam, it's with the people of Nuh alayhi salam. And the shaitan deceived them. And some from the righteous amongst them, they died off. So shaitan, he advised them. He advised them with advice, the zahir of it. What was apparent from the advice was good, righteousness. You should make tamathil. You should make likenesses of these people that have passed away. And you should place these likenesses in your sitting places, in places in which you gather. And then when you see them, they will remind you of their righteous actions. And that reminder will entice you to you yourself be righteous. So it will entice you when you see them to increase your ibadah. It will entice you. And this is what they did. But when they died off and that knowledge was forgotten, those things began to be worshipped. When they died off and their children were there, they saw that in front of these tamathil, in front of these likenesses, our parents used to pray. Now their parents were praying to Allah. But in their minds, they began to worship these things. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, says, so the asal of the shirk was what? Bid'ah. Because this action of theirs, Allah did not legislate. Wahy did not come from Allah that you should make tamathil, and you should look at them so they remind you of righteous good deeds. So the asal of shirk in the children of Adam was what? Bid'ah. And that bid'ah took place, why? Because the people had forgotten knowledge. They were from the ignorant ones. For this reason, Ya Ikhwan, it's important that we benefit from our mashayikh. That we benefit from our ulama with the telelinks and with the gatherings of knowledge that our brothers in this country have in the different cities, that we should benefit. For indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in a hadith collected by Imam Bukhari, the authority of Anas ibn Malik, إِنَّ مِنَ أَشْرَاطِ السَّاعَةِ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ الْعِلْمِ وَيَخْبُطِ الْجَهْلِ. From the signs of the last day is that knowledge will be raised, will be taken away, and ignorance will become permanent. It comes that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ إِنْتِزَاعًا بِتَنَزُّعِهِ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take ilm by snatching it from the slaves or snatching it from their chests. وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمِ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلِمَاءِ. But it will be taken with the death of the scholars. It will be taken with the death of the scholars. حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يَبْقِ عَالِمًا اتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ رَؤُوسٌ جُهَالًا فَسُئِلُوا فَفْتُوا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. So much so that a scholar will not be left, and the people will take ignorant leaders, and they will be asked, so they will give fatawa without knowledge, so they themselves will be astray, and they will lead others astray. They will lead others astray. And I remember a qissa, a story, that when Shaykh Falah Ismail, hafidhahullah ta'ala, visited us some months ago in the States, and we visited the Shaykh. It was myself and one other brother, we visited him in his hotel, and we sat with him and we spoke with him. And we spoke about his days at the Jami'ah. So the mention of Shaykh Ibn Baz came up, rahimahullah. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, the Shaykh Ibn Baz, he died. And I believe 1999, he died. And then Shaykh Nasiruddin Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, died in the year, I believe, 2000. Naam? Same year? 1999. And then Shaykh Saleh Al-Uthaymeen, I believe 2 years later, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died. And then Shaykh Muqbil Ibn Hadi Al-Wadi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died. Mountains. Mountains of knowledge. And wallahi, ya ikhwan, wallahi, wallahi, the Shaykh, he began to cry. And he sat there and he cried for about 2 minutes. In silence, he just cried. His head down, just crying. And when he lifted his head, you can see that his eyes had become red from crying, remembering the death of the ulema, Shaykh Ibn Baz, Shaykh Nasiruddin Al-Albani, Shaykh Uthaymeen, Shaykh Muqbil Ibn Hadi Al-Wadi'i. And you saw the fitna that occurred with their death, and how some of the Hizbis and the people of Bid'ah raised their heads. But walhamdulillah, we still have the heads of Ahlul Sunnah that speak out against Ahlul Bid'ah, refute Hizbiyah, and guide the people to that which is correct. From the affairs that cause division, Ya Ikhwan, ittiba'ul hawa, that one should follow his own desires. One should follow whatever he himself desires. That's what he gives precedence to. And this, ya ikhwan, is from the characteristics of the Jews. This is from the characteristics of the Jews. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, كُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَحْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ مُسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. Every time a messenger came to you with something that you yourself did not desire, istakbartum, you filled up with pride. فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. A group of them you belied, and a group of them you killed off, you murdered. The ulama, they mentioned, Shaykh Badiuddin, he mentions, the meaning of this is that if they had the ability of killing them and murdering them, they would do that. If they did not have the ability, they would belie them. Because what they were saying did not agree with their desires. It did not agree with their desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen the one that has taken his own desires as a deity? Meaning what? That he worships his desires? That he makes sajda to his desires? La. But rather, he has taken his own desires as a deity, meaning that whatever he himself wants to make halal, he makes halal. And what he wants to make haram, he'll make haram. For this reason, that it's stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Come, let me tell you what your Lord has prohibited from you. Why? Not because, or because their desire, the people of Quraysh, the kuffar of Quraysh, they had what habit? Whatever they desire to make haram, they would make haram. What they desire to make halal, they would make halal. That was their habit. When this is the right of Allah, this is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tahleel wa tahreem. Making something halal, making something haram. You don't do this upon your whims, upon your own desires, what you like, what you dislike. But rather you do it in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَحْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Do not follow the desires of those people that have belied our verses. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make dua. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِن مُنْكَرَاتِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ وَالْأَهْوَاءِ. Collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, Shaykh Nasiruddin al-Albani rahimahullah, has graded it to be sahih. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from evil manners, from evil mannerisms, from evil actions, and from evil desires. From those affairs that cause division, is that one should give precedence to aql, to one's own intellect, to one's own conclusions that his own rationality or his own intellect may come to. And indeed, intellect is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and something which is meant to be used. So indeed, intellect, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the differentiation between night and day are signs for those who ponder. Yani those who use their intellect and they ponder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ. Say to them, walk upon the earth, look at the earth, and ponder over its creation and how it began. So without a doubt, this affair of intellect and aql, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it has boundaries. It has boundaries. Imam al-Shatibi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said in his book Al-I'tisam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ لِلْأُقُولِ فِي إِدْرَاكِهَا حَدًّا تَنْتَهِي إِلَيْهِ وَلَا تَتَعَدَّاهُ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given our intellect a boundary. And our intellect works in a boundary that it stops at, and it stops working when it surpasses that. So we end with, Ya Ikhwan, that indeed this intellect that we have is not used in the affairs of the Sharia. It is not used in the affairs of al-ibadah and the affairs of the deen. But rather the deen is what Allah has sent down from the heavens. Whether it matches your intellect or it does not match your intellect. For indeed, Ya Ikhwan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-alim al-hakim. He has knowledge of all things and He is wise. As for our intellect, it is limited. It is limited what? By what? It is limited by our senses. It is limited by our senses. So, the intellect can only gather information from our eyes and what we see, or what we smell, or what we hear, or what we touch. It gathers this information, and then we use our intellect to make sense of it. As for the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in it is belief in the ghayb. The muttaqoon are who? Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb. Those that believe in the unseen. So you cannot use your rationality, your intellect, in the affairs of the unseen. Inshallah ta'ala, we will suffice with this. Hada sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wallahu yubarik fiikum.